Unless the weather interferes, the space shuttle Atlantis is due to land at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida tomorrow morning. The shuttle will be carrying astronaut Shannon Lucid, who will have spent 188 days in space, most of it aboard the space station Mir. That's more than 6 months, a longer stay than by any other American. Former astronaut Norm Thagard knows about long-term endurance in space and its effects on the human body. He is a medical doctor. Last year, he was on the Russian station Mir for a mission that lasted 115 days. He explained he lost some flexibility during that space flight, possibly because not much movement is needed in space.
I think you probably learn not to make big movements in order to have better control over your body. Weightlessness is a lot of fun, but it's also a different and sometimes frustrating experience, and you certainly could wind up being a bull in a china shop if you didn't control your movements.
So that if you did make big movements, you'd knock things over or knock things around?
There would be the potential for that.
Uh-huh. Now, you lost strength. In your personal experience, you were in space for 115 days. You lost strength.
You won't notice after a few hours and you get over that initial heaviness much change. But boy, as soon as you start doing any sort of exertion or jogging, I think I jogged 3 miles 4 or 5 days after we got back, you notice it in a hurry. You do notice then that you can't lift as heavy a weight as you did before. Jogging really leaves you out of breath in a way that you never were before. So there are those differences, and they do take a while to come back.
Dr. Roger Billica, in his briefing about Shannon Lucid and her return, discussed bone mass, loss of bone mass. And he seemed to say that you would get the bone mass back. Was that your experience?
The fact is, I had a repeat bone scan last month, which at Houston, which would have been 13 months after coming back from space. I had lost about 11.5% of bone mass from the femur, which is the bone in the upper leg, and I had gotten less than half of that lost bone back as of last month.
So after 13 months, you're still missing some of the bone mass you had.
That's right. But in any event, at least in my case, it is not at a level that we'd be particularly concerned even if I didn't get any more of it back. You've got to lose about 60% of bone mass before you start being at risk for pathological fractures. And those are bone breaks that occur when people ordinarily wouldn't break bones.
How do you get bone mass back?
We don't know that either. The bones, the weight-bearing bones, need weight. They need compressive forces to maintain mineral, and for whatever reason, when they don't have those, as they don't when you're in weightlessness, they lose mineral at the rate of a couple of percent per month.
Do you think that the exercise in weightlessness actually helps? There seems to be some feeling on the part of the NASA folks that they haven't got this exercise thing worked out yet.
What you would like to do is optimize the exercise. Obviously, exercise takes away from time you could spend on other things, things for which you fly in space in the first place, performing experiments, doing spacewalks or whatever. My personal feeling is it's effective. I think that the amount of exercise I did up on Mir Station stood me in good stead when I came back to Earth. And I think had I not exercised, I would not have been able to stand and walk off the vehicle without assistance.
Well, since you like to lift weights, and I wonder if your experience on Mir has given you any appreciation for a way to imitate that kind of exercise in space. I mean, obviously you can't lift weights since nothing has weight.
The Russians already have a system for that. They are elastic expanders, sort of like giant rubber bands, if you like, with foot loops and handholds so that you can do exercises that basically emulate a weight exercise.
Resistance
there
exercises.
There is a hazard to some of those, as I found out. The foot loops, for instance, can slip off your foot. And on May 18th last year, I had a foot loop slip off, and the thing struck me in the right eye. And that was the last time I used that expander for the remainder of the flight.
Former astronaut Norm Thagard, he now teaches at the engineering school at Florida State University and Florida A&M. He spoke to us from member station WFSU in Tallahassee.